Hello, and welcome to the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast, your weekly 7-minute biblical leadership lesson. This series is called Leading People into Financial Freedom. We hope you will find it helpful in your financial growth. If you would like to listen to past episodes or to download the notes, please go to www.outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership. Now, here's today's episode.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. We are winding our way down to the end of a series called Leading People into Financial Freedom. And as I've said over and over, this is such a crucial topic, not just for us as leaders to walk into financial freedom, but then to be able to take people with us. Money is a huge issue, and it fights for control of our hearts, which is why we need to be able to lead people into freedom. So let me dive right in. This is part 9 of 10 parts, and I simply want to ask the question today is, why is debt so dangerous? I want to talk about debt. We can't cover the whole topic of financial freedom if we don't talk about this crucial issue of debt. Now, our key scripture we've been looking at week after week from Matthew 25:14, Jesus said, again, there'll be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave, that's important to hear, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, to another 1 bag, each according to his ability, and then he went on his journey. Notice the master gave. Now, in the world, the kingdom of this world operates on a financial system of buying and selling. That's what we've been talking about. But the kingdom of God is completely different. It's not buying and selling, it's giving and receiving. Now, we saw in that first episode, when we talk about putting God first in our finance, that God wants to be our source. That's what it means for God to be God. He's our source of life, source of everything, and he's our source of provision. God is a God who wants to bless and provide. Now, the big challenge is God wants us to, he normally provides through our working, and when we're faithful, he multiplies his provision. But what happens if he's not providing? What happens if you're getting frustrated or impatient because you've been praying, God hasn't been providing? The temptation then is to make a plan. And often the plan we make is this thing of borrowing, of going into debt. Now, the illustration there might be Abraham, for example. Remember with Abraham and Isaac, God had given him a promise. I will provide for this promise. But he was 100 years old. He was getting more and more impatient, which is why he slept with Hagar, his servant, to produce Ishmael, thinking maybe this is how God, and of course that led to huge trouble. Now what I'm saying today is when we fall into the temptation of going into debt because this is another source that can get us out of this current problem, it can give birth to problems which can hang around and trap us for ages to come. The big idea is that the opposite of God giving is you borrowing. We haven't been called to borrow. In fact, I'm going to show you from Scripture the very opposite. Why is debt so dangerous? Well, debt is the enemy of generosity. When you're in debt, your generosity is the first thing that goes because now you're just trying to catch up and service all of those debts. Debt makes you a slave to the lender. Literally, the Bible's clear, and I'll read some in a moment, that when we are in debt, we are enslaved to whoever has lent to us. And debt is not God's will for your life. Let me read Proverbs 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Please remember that. When maybe you open another account or take a little loan here or borrow money, I want you to remember what you're doing is you are enslaving yourself. Whenever you go into debt, you are enslaving yourself to whoever you've borrowed from. Romans 13 verse 8, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. Don't you? I mean, this is super clear. Let no debt remain outstanding. In other words, the direction of a follower of Jesus should always be out of debt and not into debt. So be honest right now. If there's a trajectory in your life or a direction in your life that you're continually going deeper into debt, the Word of God calls you to repent. Let no debt remain outstanding. In other words, repentance means stop, turn around, and begin to walk the opposite. We should be walking out of debt and not into further debt. Very quickly though, what exactly is debt? Because sometimes it can be a little bit confusing. My non-financial person, very basic definition, is simply to draw a comparison between an investment and debt. They can look the same, but actually they're very different. An investment is something you buy which grows in value. For example, your house. There's very few of them, the house being the obvious one. Now, what happens when you buy a house and you buy well? Yes, you've borrowed the money to buy the house, But if at any point you said, well, we're not managing financially, you could sell the house and then repay the debt, and actually hopefully you would have made some money. So that's not debt, because you've got something that's worth at least the same or more than the money you borrowed. Everything else though, you buy it and straight away it's losing money. It's not growing in value, it's losing value. So suddenly you get into financial difficulty. Oh, can I sell and pay back? No, I can't, because now it's only worth half. In other words, you're in debt. And pretty much most other things are like that. We've been like, oh, let me borrow the money, buy it now, it makes sense. But as soon as you buy it, it loses value. Then you get into financial trouble. You can't just sell it and pay back, because now it doesn't cover what you have borrowed. Someone once said this: you can pay now and play later, or you can play now and pay later. But whatever you do second compounds. Think about that for a moment. To compound means to grow exponentially. So in other words, you could pay now and then play later. In other words, if you've paid, you've saved up your money, you go and buy your car and you drive off the showroom floor with a brand new car, fully paid for, it's like, yes, you're free. Thank you, Lord. Other option is, no, I want the car now. I need that new car today, and I only have to start paying in 3 months, and then I've got 5 years to pay. What happens is the price of the car actually just gets more and more and more. When you add up how much money you actually pay to cover the price of that car, you'll be astounded, because the price just keeps going up. Pay now, play later, or play now, pay later. But whatever you do second compounds. So we're challenged. I remember my wife and I, when we first bought a little flat, our first house once we got married, but we've been challenged. Debts, according to the Old Testament, should be cleared within 7 years. And so we made that our task. I don't want to pay off my house in 50 years or 20 years. Let's try and pay it off in 7 years. And so we reduced the size of the house that we bought, looking at the repayment. And my wife was amazing. She pushed us hard on this, and we did it. What it meant is, when you add up how much money you save, it's actually the equivalent to a whole new house. Pay now, play later, or play now and pay later. I want to give you just very quickly some practical ideas. Number one starts with repentance. I challenge you on that. If you're going into deeper debt, repent now and make a decision. Number two, close all accounts. Don't get deceived into getting things and then only paying for them later. Remember that you always end up paying so much more. So close as many accounts as you can. Don't resist the urge when you see someone sitting outside your clothing shop and they want you to open another account. Resist it. They're drawing you into debt. Number three, cut up your credit cards if you can't resist going into debt. Literally, we have helped people cut credit cards. If they're living their lives always in credit, stop it. If you fall for those quick access, quick new loan, and you always taking out loans, stop it. That's taking you into slavery. Number four, consolidate debt if possible into a single low interest account. Beware of high interest debts like credit cards and loan sharks. It's scary what some people have got themselves into. As an act of repentance, stop going into debt. Trust the Lord and try and take all of those debts wherever they are and bring them together. Speak to your banker, try and consolidate them into a single low interest loan that you can pay off. And then lastly, aim to pay more than the minimum on any debt repayment. The faster you pay it off, the less you end up paying. I know that might sound like a tall order, but remember, with radical repentance comes the radical grace of God. If you are in debt, my friends, right now, come before the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm turning around. I want to come out of debt. I want to put a plan in place and trusting to see the grace of God. Just two questions I want to leave you with. Number one, if you are in debt right now, then why are you in debt really? Now, don't blame the obvious. Actually, there's probably a deeper reason. Deal with the deeper reason. What is it that actually takes you? Is it a lack of faith? Is it laziness? What is it that takes you into debt? Number two, what plan can you put in writing to get out of debt as soon as possible? I would encourage you, study these notes, work through some of those practical things, commit to a plan, write it down, put it on the fridge, and prayerfully and sacrificially do everything you can to get out of debt as soon as you can. Friends, I hope this helps. It is a big issue. And I really, the trap of the world is to get people into debt. God wants to get us into generosity. And so I pray that this would have faith inside of you. And may God bless you. See you for the final episode next week. Until then, God bless and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Remember, if you'd like the notes that come along with this episode or any one of our past episodes, you can visit outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership, where you can see all our past episodes, all the resources and notes that go along with this. Until next time, keep growing.